You're tuned into Tampa Bay's RBLR Sports.
Hi, hello. How are you doing? Where is Tom? What is Tom? Okay.
Hey.
Are you a cat today?
Yeah, it's the bit.
Okay. Okay. Happy Pride.
Happy Pride.
How are you doing?
I'm feeling gay. Happy. Very happy that we're in the playoffs.
Yes.
How are you, Liz? Yeah.
I'm pretty good. Yeah. The flower crown, I feel like, is still making me look like I have a huge forehead on YouTube, which if you aren't liked and subscribed, you should like and subscribe. Do all the things. It's at RBLR Sports on YouTube and at RBLR Sun FC everywhere else. Thank you very much. Come look at our beautiful faces. Come look at my giant forehead.
Stop drawing attention to it.
Yeah.
We try to make it a visually interesting medium for you guys.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Whether or not you care or even, you know, whatever.
Yeah. It is definitely visually interesting this time. Yes. That's for sure.
We've hit on something here. We're not quite sure
yes.
what.
Yes. Is it good?
I think the thumbnail is going to be nice.
The thumbnail is definitely going to be interesting. Yes.
Yeah.
All right.
That's the least you do, right?
So you want to start with the team of the month or you want to start with the preview for Dallas?
We'll start with we're not starting with a game recap because we didn't play.
I know. Yeah. Weird. Super weird to be the only team to have not the only team, but us and what, Brooklyn? Yeah. Brooklyn.
Yeah.
To be the only teams to not play last week. Very strange. Yeah. Did not like it.
Just sat back, watched, and figured out who we were going to play.
Yeah. Although I guess the rest is good for the girls.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Like I said, it feels like it's been a while since we haven't played. There was those big stretches in the middle of the season where nothing was happening. We had the hurricane, of course. It's been the only season we've ever had, but this one feels like a crazy one.
Yeah, it does.
I hope this year we won't get demolished by a hurricane again. You know,
that would be nice if we could. If we could not, I do have renter's insurance this year, so maybe because I bought it, we won't.
Yeah.
Fingers crossed.
That's the idea. Once you get it, you don't need it.
That's what I'm hoping.
Yeah. Hey, so. We didn't play last week, but we did play four other games in May. It was a pretty busy month for us.
Yes.
And the girlies made the most of it, didn't they?
Yes.
Player of the month for the USL Super League, Cecilia Flew. 3 goals, 2 assists, played a ton of minutes. Crucial to that late season push we really needed, not just to get into the playoffs, because we were working our way there. But to get that ever important home playoff position by coming in second. If it wasn't for Flew's heroics, we may not be going to a game this weekend. We may be sitting at home on the couch.
That's accurate, for sure.
But hey, she balled out. She got Player of the Month honors. It's her first time ever on the Team of the Month. And she just went and was the best player in the league, not one of the best 11. So shout out to Flew. She had a great month. A couple other players on the Team of the Month as well. Our goalkeeper, Sydney Schneider. Sid Sweetie, the Jamaican. Mm-hmm. She had 2 clean sheets, only conceded 1 goal in 4 games, 13 saves. Tremendous. She was on the bench the other day for Jamaica's game against the U.S. What was that, Liz? 4-0?
Yeah.
Maybe they should have played her.
No, I have a theory that she asked not to play.
Yeah, yeah.
Because of this game.
Well, I got something more important going on. Who was the starter? It was an NWSL player, right?
Yeah, it was. Okay. Yeah, it wasn't. A lot of those goals were not her fault. Yeah. As I will say till the cows come home. Most goalkeepers much better without their defenders.
Yes.
And Jamaica's defenders were not they were Swiss cheese, honestly. I'm so sorry, but they were.
It's hard when you only get together so often, and then you got to play the U.S. women's national team.
Yeah. Yeah, and this was, and Emma Hayes is really, I know we're off on a tangent. Emma Hayes is really doing some interesting stuff with the lineup. This was like the youngest lineup we've had in a long time.
Yeah, yeah, I feel really good about the future of the team, finally.
Yeah. So we see that DSB got Coach of the Month.
Finally.
Yes, with a, was it, this, oh, I'm always so bad at reading. No, we won. We didn't lose anything this month, Lizzie. So it was 3 wins and 1 draw.
Yes. Yep. We didn't lose nothing.
I'm bad at reading those. I'm so sorry.
I put the draws in the middle because I feel like it's a gradient of success.
Okay.
You know?
Okay. Okay.
Yeah. I don't know how everybody else does it. So I do it.
Okay. Yeah. So 7 goals for, 1 goal against. Excellent.
Really good.
We love it.
And then and Hendricks as well.
Penny.
She got the honorable mention. They only did like 3 defenders for the team of the week. So it's hard to get on there as a defender. You don't get the flashy stats or everything, you know. But she's out there.
Yeah, they didn't do a 3-5-2. What the heck?
Yeah, right. That's clearly the superior formation. The Sun run it. St. Pete FC runs it. It's got to be the best formation.
Isn't that what Liverpool runs too?
I think that's I think that's what the Rowdies ran when they used to be good. So think about it.
That was so long ago.
So long ago in a distant bygone era.
Oh, in a galaxy far, far away.
Yeah. If you're a disgruntled Rowdies fan, join our rebellion this Saturday.
Yeah. Yeah. So if you you have an away game if you're a Rowdies fan. So no excuses. Go buy your tickets like right now. Right now. Like pause and or put this in the background. And then you go to Tampa Bay Sun Tickets. Just put that into Google. It'll pop right up. Very easy. Very easy. And then you buy a ticket, preferably in the supporter section.
Yeah.
And then you're done. You go to the game. Yay. You have a great time. You watch a win for once.
A playoff win.
Yeah. Because I don't think the playoffs are in the Rowdies.
Yeah.
Future at this moment.
That'd be so cool if they did it. But I.
Yeah.
I wouldn't put many money. I wouldn't put much money on it.
No.
No. Yeah. I mean, look, they beat Tormenta. So, like,
not too bad. League One team?
Yeah, a bad League One team.
Yeah. Barely.
So we can't keep making the jokes, oh, if you want to see a win, because the Rowdies do win when they play bad League One teams.
Yeah. In the Jägermeister Cup, where it doesn't count for league play. Yeah.
As a Rowdies fan, I'm over league play. I'm all in on the J Cup now.
Okay. All right. Yeah.
That's our chance at glory.
Yeah. God.
But if you want a real chance at real glory.
Yes.
Big Jim Stadium, not Colony Grill. Don't listen to Rowdies social media. They have to post that. It's their, there's the sponsorship thing. Yeah. Real chance at glory. Super League semifinals, Tampa Bay versus Dallas. Big. This will be the 5th meeting between these two teams. Super evenly matched. We've won once. They've won once. We've drawn twice. I think the goal differential is even like super close. Yeah, they got a good one over us out there in Dallas. When we had a very nice watch party. Where was that? Where did we have that?
St. That was a million years ago, and you expect me to remember? A million years ago, roughly.
You weren't as drunk as I was. I was hoping you'd remember.
No, that was a million years ago.
Okay, fair. But they got a good win over us 1.5 million years ago, back in December. But besides that, been really tight matches. This was the first ever game for both clubs way back in, ask me about August 18th. If we remember, a 1-1 draw. Hannah Davison got the goal for Dallas, and then Brooke Hendricks off the header, first ever goal in team history for us. That was the game. Carly Jamona got hurt by Amber Brooks, and so everything was a little weird. The villain, Amber Brooks. The coward, Amber Brooks. It's good to have a villain.
Captain of the diving team, Amber Brooks.
Ooh, get her. get her. We'll be looking for her. She'll hear us. But besides that, like I said, we went away in December. They kind of blew us up. We looked inspired. That was a December was a bad month for us.
Yeah.
That whole end to the fall wasn't spectacular. We were kind
of we did much better in the second half of the season for sure. Yeah. Whatever happened after Christmas and we really kicked it into gear, 10 out of 10. Let's do that again, but like from the beginning next time.
Been fantastic. Right. I mean, the whole way through, 100% of the time, please, next season. But yeah, the Super League has been interesting.
Just be Carolina.
Yeah, just do that. They were bad for like 3 weeks. After they came down here and lost to us. You've seen a lot in the Super League where teams get really hot for a while. You remember when we thought Brooklyn was the best team in America? We thought they should be playing in the NWSL and stuff. Like,
honestly. And then just...
Yeah. Spokane got hot late.
Big boom.
Big. Like, the biggest collapse in league history, I'd say. We don't have much longer. We
can make our illustrious history.
Yeah.
Lord.
Yeah, Spokane got hot late. DC got better.
Oh, it is a crime that Spokane didn't make playoffs, although I'm glad we don't have to play them.
Yeah, that's a team.
I don't want to. No, please keep Amina Ekic away, as far away from Big Jim as possible, unless it's in a Sun jersey.
Yes, I don't want to see Amina Ekic or Hope Heisey unless they're wearing our colors.
Yes, thank you.
Because, man, yeah, that team scares me. I think Spokane's maybe the only team that scared me at the end of the year, and we don't have to worry about them anymore. Like you said, in the spring season, we got a lot better. Went back to the Cotton Bowl, grinded out a nice 1-1 draw.
Back when they had Lexi Misimo.
Yeah. We thought this guy was going to fall because she scored in like the fourth minute. I think she got hurt because she's been pretty quiet lately. I haven't watched too much Dallas, to be fair. And then Parker, I think with her second goal, I want to say for us, I think she scored at home first. But Parker Goins leveled it. Came away from the Cotton Bowl with a point. Love that. And then one of the most infamous games in team history at home. It's always interesting when Dallas comes to Tampa. We will guarantee that. Yes. Jordan Lystra's red card in the 25th minute, and we held them off for the rest of the time. They didn't know how to break our 10-man situation. So it gives me a lot of confidence going into this weekend's game, knowing that the last time we saw this team, we were a man down for most of the game and didn't let them generate anything. It's a really good sign for us.
Yeah, and their recent form is a little confusing?
Not? Yeah. Yeah, confusing. Wouldn't you tell
us about that? Lost to DC, which DC, not necessarily like DC is more defense heavy. Even when they were getting better, it was really just their defense got better. They weren't shooting as many goals. This game, 3. Okay. Then they lose to Fort Lauderdale.
Yep.
Okay. And then come back and let's beat Carolina. Cause I guess Carolina was taking, I'm hoping it's because Carolina took their foot off the gas.
Yeah. Yeah. It didn't look like they took a lot of people out, but once you've got the home field advantage, top seed, kind of locked up, I don't care how good you are as a player, you mentally check out a little bit, even subconsciously, even if you don't admit it. You know it's not that important to you as it is for Dallas.
Oh, yeah, and they have the shield. They have the supporter shield.
Yeah, and they had already won that by the time this game happened over the weekend.
Yeah.
So I'm sure.
So fingers crossed, they're mentally checked out.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a meaningless game for them. So, like, in the past 5 games, it's a win against Lexington. Congratulations. Do you want us to throw a pizza party? Losses to the Sun, to Power, to United, and then a win over a Carolina team that didn't need it at all. So it's this is the very definition of limping into the playoffs, I think.
You know, yeah. Yeah, when Spokane was such a front runner, yeah, definitely.
Yeah. Yeah, if we were playing Spokane right now, I would not be so
I'd be very scared. I'd be a lot more scared than I am, quite frankly.
That I think if Spokane
is that, I feel like Spokane is that one team that we never quite figured out.
No, absolutely not.
Yeah.
At home,
we had them like once at the very end of the season, or the very end of the fall season.
Yeah.
We beat them and like a 3-2. Granted, it was still a 3-2. Wasn't like it was 3-1, 3-0, you know, it was pretty close. But I feel like they're just a team that we never really got a handle on. No, whereas Dallas, I'm thinking we do, especially since DSB sounds confident. She likes all of her data. She likes that we have four games worth of data.
Yeah. And they're four games that, you know, we split the series evenly. But if you look at them on another level from admittedly a biased perspective, I think a Dallas fan is going to focus a lot more on that December home win for them in the Cotton Bowl and say, oh, we beat them 2-0. They generated nothing all game in that. And yeah, but that was a bad point in the season for us. I'm looking mostly, obviously, you got to heavily weigh the more recent game. I'm looking at the game. We just played them May 5th, May 4th, you know, a month ago, basically, and held them to generating nothing despite having the advantage. And even further back, the very first game both teams ever played, 1-1 draw, but that was with Carly Jamona out. That was with a bunch of Academy players. That was with Flew not here, Tosh not here, Keen not here, Schneider not here. You know, you can kind of throw away that first game, especially for us. I think Dallas has added some pieces. They lost, who was it, to the NWSL lone player that we thought they wouldn't be able to replace?
Sam Meza,
yeah. And we thought Lexi Massimo was going to be that replacement, but it hasn't worked out like that. I think they're missing Sam Meza.
What happened to her again? Did she get hurt?
Pretty sure she got hurt.
Okay, yeah, I couldn't remember because I was like, she just like disappears. Yeah, she must have gotten hurt. Damn, that sucks.
You think that would have been something I looked up earlier, but you can't predict these things, okay? So yeah, it's shaken out well for us. We've got a well-tooled roster, well-coached. I just the home field advantage for us, I think more than most teams, really can't be overstated. We play great at Big Jim.
Shout out the Heat Wave.
Heat Wave. Everybody shout out the Heat Wave. DSB shout out the Heat Wave.
That's right. Everybody, they were shouting us out on the feed. It was a good time.
The broadcast. Everybody likes the Heat Wave. Us.
Yeah.
Again, best supporters group in the league. No doubt in my mind.
Oh, yeah. Easy. Yes, I will break my arm patting myself on the back.
Yeah. I'll dislocate my shoulder doing it.
Hey, so can I.
Yeah, right. Pop it back in. No big deal.
Yeah. Ooh, I like it. Sunrise. For once, Sunrise says that we will win. And not just tie or lose.
Yeah, that is, they got us at our best friend right now, the computer model.
Yes.
Has us at 1.42, Dallas at 1.16, which is pretty significant, actually. That's a pretty big gap as far as Sunrise is concerned, especially for the playoffs.
Yeah, and, all right. Eureka says a 1-0 win. I've thought about this a lot. I went between 1-0, not just because Eureka said it, obviously. I have been thinking about this, but I think it's going to be a 2-1 win.
2-1?
Yeah.
You think they find a way to score on us?
I do. I think they're going to try. And I think they might be able to get a shot at us, especially early on. We have been a little shaky in the beginning, kind of getting our footing, getting warm. I think they might get a shot on us. Okay. Just one.
Yep.
Just one.
I've got it as 2-0.
Ooh.
maybe uncharacteristically optimistic Tom right now. But like, you know, last time we played him, 1-0, and that was without us being able to attack. We scored our goal when it was even and didn't allow any goals the whole time. We're at home. We've had an extra week of rest, and I think 1 week of rest is good. 2 weeks of rest is too much, and we don't worry about that, you know. We didn't know who we were going to be playing, so we couldn't game plan for Dallas specifically, but we've played them 4 times. As soon as we figured out who it was, I got all the faith in the world that May Coach of the Month, Denise Shilty Brown, put in a practice plan to simulate Dallas, to lock them down. They're a team that likes to cross in from the wings a whole lot. Very tactically interesting game if you're into that as a soccer fan. We're not the type of team to bring it to the wings and cross in, whereas Dallas, that is kind of their bread and butter. They're going to be looking for Kiyomu Ubagagu, sending the ball into the side from the sides. Allie Thornton, she's their big goal scorer. I think she is actually.
She got the golden boot, didn't she?
Yeah, she's the golden boot winner, 13 goals, right? So yeah, they're no offensive slouches, but our defensive movement without the ball, our shape, the way our midfield amoebas around, I think we've got Dallas cracked in a way that other teams don't. This is a very favorable matchup to me.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, you have me more confident now just like hearing you that we might be a shutout, but I...
But hey,
I have weird gut feelings. Remember my weird gut feelings and predictions?
Yeah, I didn't like your gut feeling at the last game.
That didn't end up coming true. Yeah.
But yeah, it's hard to, you know, it's hard to shut out a team twice in a row. It's hard to shut out the Golden Boot winner.
Yeah.
Not leader anymore. But I just like what I see. I feel better about the team, honestly, since going to that open practice 2 weeks ago, I think it was. Mm-hmm. It's like seeing what they do during practices, seeing how they work, seeing how they're focused, seeing the way the different units operate, how Denise can shift and fix things as they're happening. I've always liked her as a coach compared to a lot of other coaches in this league, especially, you know, I'm not going to name names, but man, there's been some carousels already. Brooklyn, Lexington, D.C. not names, just places. But I just think the home advantage for us is going to be too much, way too much for Dallas.
Okay. No, I agree. That's why I said 2-1. I think they just might eke one by us.
Yeah.
Oh, as can happen.
Yeah.
But I think we're going to be hungry. I think especially Jade Moore. I think she's going to put her last name to work there and put Moore in.
That's a gem of a joke, Liz. That's
thanks.
Like a jade.
Is it a gem?
Yeah, I think so, right?
Okay, yeah. I
guess. What else would it be?
I don't know. You're right.
Okay, thanks. All right, there's another game going on. There's 2 semifinals. That's how semifinals work.
Oh, yeah, there is another one. Okay. Yep.
It's in a place you're familiar with. Why don't you tell us a little bit about it?
Oh, yeah. Carolina versus Fort Lauderdale.
Yep.
All right. So Carolina has had 2 wins. Fort Lauderdale has also had 2 wins. So they are as even as it could be. Yeah. Their first match was a Carolina home win. Lot of familiar names. Renee Guion, Jill Aguilera. I'm pretty sure Jill Aguilera got something for assists.
Yeah, the golden
playmaker. Playmaker. And then, of course, we have Jasmine Hamid scoring in that match. Fort Lauderdale won at home. Kara Locklear, or is that the right name?
Yeah, Kara Locklear. Probably.
Okay. She's had so many different names. I'm now not sure what the right one is. I'm so sorry, Kiara Locklear. Please blame it on the league and their inability to ever get your name right.
We know who you are.
Yeah. All right. And then Couple months later, in March, Fort Lauderdale gets a road win at Carolina. Kind of surprising. Mia Corbin gets one goal early on in the 28th, but Jasmine Hamid and Kiara Locklear get two more to get that win. And then a month later, or a month and a half later, Carolina got a road win. They got a win at Fort Lauderdale. Fort Lauderdale wasn't a bit of a slump then. But it really was like, you get a goal, you get a goal, you get a goal. We got Mia Corbin got in there twice. Yeah. Audrey Harding got in there twice. And then Sarah Trockley only got in there once. Trockley, excuse me. Yep. You know, I read it how I say it, how I read it in my
That's
head.
Me. I say it Trockley too.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's an interesting game. I think, Fort Lauderdale, they got to be happy to be in the playoffs. I don't think anyone's going to, you know, unless you're trying to make some big money, I don't think anybody's going to be putting money on United here. I'm looking at their form, and it's been the last time Fort Lauderdale scored more than one goal in a game was that 2-5 loss against Carolina.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah. Since then, it's been kind of rough. It's been a 1-4 loss to Brooklyn in early May, a 1-0 win in Lexington, 1-1 draw with Dallas, a 1-0 win over a 1-1 draw with DC, and a 1-0 win over Dallas. And then they ended the season with that this past weekend, 1-1 draw with Spokane. So it's been nasty, grinding soccer. Not the kind of ball I really associated with Fort Lauderdale. I felt like they were a team that was kind of good for two goals most of the time. But they haven't impressed as of late. Carolina's done just enough. They've been the best team consistently all season. Going back five games for them, it's a 3-0 win over Spokane, that big 5-2 game, 1-1 draw against us, 0-0 draw with Brooklyn, and then 2-1 loss to Dallas. So you know, they took the foot off the gas as an organization later, because that 1-1 draw was good enough to lock it up for them. They've been so good before. I wouldn't put too much stock into the 0-0 Brooklyn game and the loss to Dallas, but it is maybe a little concerning if you're an Ascent fan that you haven't gotten a win since the last time you played Fort Lauderdale.
Yeah.
The only comfort there being is the team you're playing is the last team you beat.
However, for this time and this only time only, Fluted needs to win.
Yes.
So that then we can host and crush them.
Beat them at home.
Yes. And so I don't have to fly to Carolina again.
Yeah.
It's like, I really hate that flight. I really hate it. I might have to like take a real airplane and not to Allegiant for once. God, it's so bad.
Fly to Atlanta and then take a layover. Let yourself rest. Is that worse, I think, actually?
Probably. Yeah. No. Yeah. Give me a nonstop, but give me a nonstop where I don't literally feel like a sardine.
Yeah. Yeah, those cheap airlines are cheap for a reason.
Yeah.
Shout out to Spirit. That's always a fun flight to Las Vegas.
Oh, God.
My mom. Yeah.
I had a princess flight the last time I went to Vegas. I had a whole row to myself. It was beautiful.
Too good.
Yeah.
So yeah, I got that game going the way of Carolina. I'm thinking maybe a 2-1 win. I don't think it's going to be the prettiest soccer in the world, but I think Carolina's proven consistently they're, you know, the best team in the Super League, at least for now.
Mathematically.
Mathematically speaking, yes. According to the standings and the records, whatever that means.
The table.
Fake news. Yeah, the table. I don't believe in tables. I don't have a table in my whole house. I got one little, I don't even call this a table that my computer's on. No tables here.
No. All right. We touched on a bunch of these already, but there have been a bunch of end of the season league awards. As you have here, let's start with the USL Players Association Best 11 because we love labor unions. Woo!
That's
especially
right.
During Pride Month.
Yes.
All right.
I take what the players have to say over what the league front office has to say, okay?
I mean, honestly, because you know, I don't know if it's anything like for roller derby, the way I always looked at it, like when we would do MVPs, like we would do MVP jammer and blocker, I'd always be like, all right, MVP jammer, who is the most annoying person to block? Yeah. Who was the most irritating? Because that means they were the best.
Yeah. It's that means so much more to me than, you know, looking at the stats.
Yeah. And we did get two players on there. Very exciting. We got Flint and we had Sidney Nasillo.
Yep. And if putting your theory to the test, if I'm somebody playing this on and I'm thinking about who's annoying to play, it's Tash Flint and Sidney Nasillo.
Yep.
They are super annoying to deal with, I'm sure.
Yep. Sid have to Fowler to stopper Nasillo.
Yeah. Yeah, that was so it's a really good looking team. I find it hard to take any issue with what the players came up with.
No, definitely not. Ekic, Corbin up top. Yep. You have Addie McCain, Sam Kroger. I love Sam Meza still made the roster.
Yeah, she was.
That's how annoying she was.
Half a season, good enough.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then Nasillo on the right wing.
Who was Sarah Clark? Would she play for Lexington?
Sarah Clark was Spokane.
Spokane, sorry. Yep. Okay.
They got three players. Ekic, Hope Heise, the goalkeeper, and Sarah Clark in the middle.
Yeah.
The only two teams that didn't get anybody should come as no surprise. It's DC and Lexington. Not to say some people out there think there's no good players on those teams.
Absolutely none, because you're going just off of stats and you've clearly never watched a match in your entire life.
Yes, exactly. We could name him because I'm sure he doesn't listen to us, but hey, we're better than that.
we are. I just yell at them on Twitter.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But yeah, that's a good looking team. If that was your starting 11 right there, I'd put that up against any club team in the country, and you know, most of Europe.
For sure.
But the league does have their own front office generated. This is what the building next to the strip club. This is what they think. It's based off stats. I shouldn't like.
Is it really next to the strip club?
It like shares a parking lot with a strip club. Yeah. It's on
that's
West.
Really Street. Funny.
It's Tampa Heritage.
That's so Tampa. It hurts.
Yes.
Oh God.
You know, there's been more than one working lunch across the.
Street. I don't. Oh no, 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 no. We're not going there anyway. So the Golden Boot went to Allie Thornton for Dallas.
Think about Jake Edwards. Just
nope. Allie Thornton, 13 goals in 27 games. Wow. And then the Sun Golden Boot went to Flu, of course. Mm-hmm. One day I'll get her name right, but I do always correct myself, so there's something. She got 11 goals in 22 games, so half a goal per game. That's pretty awesome, honestly. Yeah.
Half a goal per game.
Which is technically better.
Thank you.
Technically better than Allie Thornton's 13 and 27, which is only 0.48 goals per game.
If Flu had if Flu was an American, or if she had gotten the visa stuff cleared up, had gotten here sooner, that Golden Boot is Flu's, no question.
Yeah.
I blame our government yet again.
I mean, what can't we blame the government for at this point?
Yeah. And for the Sun, we got to give shout outs as well to Flint and Carly Jamona, 9 goals and 7 goals specifically. And actually, yeah, good point, Eureka. Flu missed several games.
Oh yeah, I forgot about that. Yeah, she duty. Was off serving her country.
Yeah. So yeah, great season for her. I think it really. I hope she sticks around. Obviously, a fantastic player, one of the best in the league. Obviously, but if anything, she's done a lot for her stock back home in Europe with what she's done here in the Super League.
Yeah, I assume she's going to have a decent amount of offers.
Yeah, yeah, I think
so. If she, for some reason, decides that Tampa Bay should no longer be her home.
Right. I think she likes it here. I know we like her here. But I got a gut feeling we like you've had. I got a gut feeling that we see her in the UEFA Champions League playing for somebody next year.
Well, as long as long as we can still watch her play.
We can still watch her.
Yeah. Well, there's no like super niche leagues that only broadcast on local TV.
Yeah, I don't want to have to smurf my computer to Denmark or something, you know? besides that, there was also the Golden Glove. That went to Carolina's Megan McClellan. She played 18 games at a 0.97 goal against average, you know, below a goal. That's good. 70.2 save percentage, 41 total saves, 6 clean sheets. Statistically fantastic. I think Hope Heisey. I agree with the players here. I think it should be Hope Heisey, but
oh yeah,
it's a Hope statistics Heisey award.
Yeah,
I'd like to make it about the Sun because it's a Sun podcast. But my God, we had like Orkus, Schneider, Kozol. We had multiple great goalies.
So
makes it hard to kind of get the stats accumulated in that situation.
I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
We were able to rotate. Mostly nobody got injured. I can't really count Marchese because she got injured, but it was it was a recurrent one, I guess. Yeah. I don't know.
For us, it doesn't feel like much because it's like she was barely here.
Yeah.
For her, I'm sure it's a goddamn nightmare.
Yeah. Shout out Marchese. We love you.
Local girl. I told somebody they're asking one of the Rowdies Discord. They're making like a youth indoor training center. They wanted some Rowdies legends to, you know, put up on a mural on the wall. And I'm like, everybody's naming Rowdies players. It's all well and good. And nobody mentioned a goalie. So you guys need a goalie up there. Kaylin Marchese.
Yeah.
So, you know, fingers crossed we get that mural for you, girl.
Yeah, that'd be dope. What is it? So we have Golden Playmaker. We went to Carolina's Jill Aguilera. She had 7 assists in 28 games. The Sun Golden Playmaker was also Flu. She had 4 assists in 22 games. Sid and Viv had 3, and Talia Stoddy had 2.
Yep. Talia's our very own Sam Mazza. Here for half a season, but she made it count.
Yeah.
Yeah. Jill Aguilera, somebody to look out for this Sunday in that Carolina game. Fantastic on the back line. She made the Players Association best 11. She scored the first ever goal in league history, actually, off of a set piece for Carolina in that first ever game. I think she's local to the Charlotte area, or at least to Carolina. She's a talisman for Ascent. Can't say enough about her. Great player.
You really have to get one in on Shania Gordon, don't you?
I do. I really do. And I hope I get to do it in person on the 14th. Yeah, there's some other non-award superlatives. the most shots taken. Mia Corbin from Carolina had 50 shots. Shania Gordon from Fort Lauderdale also took 50 shots. Mia Corbin, just short of the Golden Boot. You know, 50 shots, 12 goals. That's a pretty good conversion rate. That's better than a goal every 5 shots. Shania Gordon has scored 5 goals in 50 shots. Great conversion rate, Shania. Keep shooting. It'll come. You just got to find your touch. Zeroing in, you know? Zeroing in.
Okay.
It's fun to be a hater. What can I say?
It is. The Sun shots leader ended up being Tosh Flint. 49 shots for 9 goals. Carly had 44 and Flu had 43.
Yeah. Good numbers.
Yeah.
You like Tosh up Flint? Tosh up Flint. Playing up front, Tosh Flint.
Yep.
You like Flint up front?
Yep.
Up top. What am I trying to say?
Tosh up top.
Tosh up top.
Flint up front.
There it is. Yeah, great player.
Yeah.
Also, like I mentioned, somebody to keep an eye out for this weekend at Big Jim on the wing. The league leader in chances created with 48 was Dallas's Kioma Ubagagu. That is an absurd number.
Yeah.
But when something happens for Dallas, there's a pretty good chance it's coming off the boot of Ubagagu. And for us, our chance creator, this shouldn't come as much of a surprise. It's our right winger, Sydney Nasella.
Yep.
She had 29. Carly Jamona facilitating in the middle, not too far behind, with 28. That's not too far behind at all. It's one. Viv Bissette from the back line with 25 created chances. She's got that howitzer of a leg to play over the top. And Paige has really come into her own. She's got 21 chances created. So we get a lot of production from different players, all different positions, different looks. It's a very multifaceted offense, and that's the statistical look at it. That's the proof right there in the pudding.
Nice. Passes completed. Spokane's Sarah Clark yep. led the league with 1,701. Yeah. Our own Viv Bissette was a little bit behind her at 1475. And then right behind her, we had Brooke Hendricks with 1322.
Yeah, I think Bissette was she was up there for a long time. I think her 1,475 passes is good for like fourth, fifth in the league. But I mean, that's the reason Sarah Clark, the Spokane center back, was on the Players Association Best 11.
Yeah.
The way she works with Hope Heisey back there, the way she opens up their game, you know, they don't have the robust midfield that we do. So it's kind of Heisey Clark in the back and Hope Ekic can do something when she gets creative up top. And it worked a lot for him. But Sarah Clark, not a name to forget.
For sure. the next one is fun. For crosses completed, we had Dallas's Chioma Ubagagu
yep.
With 151.
Yep.
And not a single Sun player in the top 10.
Yeah.
Which,
I said
that,
it earlier.
That tracks.
that's it's different philosophies. It's not to say we don't create chances, because we talked about that. We obviously do. But we're not a team that's going to cross the ball from the wings. That's what Ubagagu loves to do. She has an absurd number of crosses completed. She's a player our 3-5-2 has to be able to locate and lock down when we lose the ball. It's going to come down a lot to Paige, to Bissette, to Nasello, to Zaid. It's going to be a lot of running, a lot of finding Chioma. But, you know, I think we hold her. But she's one we got to look out for this weekend.
Yeah. And people who will be looking out for her will be Brooke Hendricks, who led the league in defensive clearances with 163.
Yeah.
She literally puts her whole body on the line.
Yeah. She led the league with 163 defensive clearances. Broken face in the game against Dallas. See, that was out there. See, we get hurt against them. They're a tough team.
that was against Dallas?
Yeah.
We must protect Carly. The babies against Dallas.
They hurt Henny. They're mean.
Yeah.
They got Jordan Lithgow sent off when I don't think it should have been a red card. So it's, you know, the more you think about it, the more you talk about it. Fort Lauderdale's our rival, to be sure. They're our geographic rival. We've got some beef with them already. But there's more than enough tension in the tank between Trinity and Sun.
Yeah.
Yeah, Brooke Hendricks really good, though. 163 for defensive clearances. The next best was Sarah Clark with 146. So she's got more than 10 more than her.
So as her, I think it was her sister at the Carolina game. Jenny, she used that big head for something.
Yeah. Yeah, Liz, don't feel too bad, because Henny do be having a big forehead.
Hannah Keen made jokes about it too on her Instagram. It was funny
because she'd be knowing.
She'd be knowing.
Knowing. Yeah, Super League, our favorite league in the world. The most interesting. Only three games left. We got to start looking for other ways to entertain ourselves. Luckily, there are two competitions happening right now besides the Super League that I'm deeply invested in. The first one being the CONCACAF Women's U20 Championships. They are at the same point we are, the semifinals. It's the USA against Canada and Mexico versus Costa Rica. I've been catching some of these games on after work. We have qualified, all four of those teams, by virtue of making the semifinals, have qualified for next year's World Cup in Poland. Right?
Hell yeah.
That includes the USA team, of course. That includes Dallas Trinity Seely Strawn and recent Super League joiner of the Super League.
Signee.
There you go, signee. Two halves, same brain. Sporting Jacksonville's Ashlyn Puerta. They've been playing. I know Puerta came in as a sub in the last game I watched against Costa Rica. Really happy with the future of the women's national program. So we got Canada this Friday, 2:30 p.m. Before that, 11:30 a.m. is the Mexico versus Costa Rica game. Tune in at work if you got a desk job, you work from home, if you're lucky like we are.
Yeah, and make sure you ping us in the Heatwave Discord.
Yeah, good point. Tell us about it. Follow us on Discord. Follow us on Twitter. Follow RBLR. Follow the Heatwave.
Yeah.
Follow Liz and I personally.
Come talk. Yeah, so I'm gonna talk about the match in the Heatwave Discord.
Yeah. And Sunday 1:30 p.m. the final. So that'll be the appetizer before the Carolina game, Carolina Fort Lauderdale game.
And it looks like, because you're a sicko.
Oh yeah.
And can't get enough. There's also TST going on.
Love the TST.
Evan Osteen. Sorry, I really like her name. I don't know why I really like her name, but I really like her name.
She's good.
Yeah. Sorry, I just as I jump ahead. Sorry, listeners. It was. Tom has listed out all the teams, and then what players we might recognize, right?
Yeah.
These are the teams?
It's not all the teams, but it's the teams that are relevant to our interest.
Oh, right. That's right. They were expanding this year. How many teams are there?
Yes. It's two groups of four. Oh, we lost video. That's okay. It's an audio medium.
We'll just keep talking.
Yeah.
Anyway, so we have the Austin Rise, Jilly Shimkin from our own practice squad.
Yes.
Very exciting.
A player to watch.
Keep an eye out for her.
The Austin Rise, got to talk about them first because they are the most Tampa team out there, despite the name.
Okay.
So yeah, Jilly Shimkin on our practice squad. We know that. She's a great player. She's from the University of Texas, so it makes sense why she's on that team. But I guess she came out here to practice with us and she met some friends, because current USF sophomore Maya Hinson and USF senior Sadie Sider Eichenberg are also on the Austin Rise.
So and we do like to recruit from TST.
Yeah. Unfortunately, we don't have our own team this year, but we did pick up a couple players that we played against. I can't think of them off my head, but it's good ball, folks. All right. Don't discount it because it's 7v7, goofy stuff, but it's fun. It's fast.
Yeah, it's definitely fun.
That's the team I'm rooting for, is the Austin Rise. Let's go, Jilly.
On the U.S. women's team, we have Eversun villain Amber Brooks.
Yeah. Yeah, hopefully we
beat
Dallas.
Interesting to see, if she actually plays.
Yeah, I don't. Yeah, well, their games are like Thursday and Friday, so I doubt she's going up to North Carolina to play in that, and then coming down here for the Saturday game.
Oh, true.
But hey, we beat Dallas on Saturday. U.S. women move on to the knockout rounds, she can go play then. We're doing her a favor by beating her this weekend.
Yeah. Yep. Yes. Yeah, you tell her that, like, when we beat them.
Yeah, you're welcome, Amber.
Yeah.
Go say hi to Heather O'Reilly and all the other U.S. women legends.
Yep.
Another team to look out for is Albion SC. Heavy on the Lexington players, actually. Mary-Kate McGuire, Sydney Schneppard, goalkeeper Tiana Tolson. Weird, but man, that if they're out there on the field together, maybe they got some chemistry that a lot of other teams don't.
Yeah. Even though some others in the Twitter sphere think there were nothing good came from Lexington. These were three very good players from Lexington. Yeah.
Mary-Kate McGuire was especially, I know, was a fan favorite up there in the Bluegrass State. So, you know, don't discount them at all. That's going to be fun to watch. Streetball Canada, they've actually got some Tampa tie. Not someone. Vancouver native and USF Bulls sophomore Noelle Sather is on that team. So she is the third current active USF soccer player competing in TST.
Nice. And then from Reunion City, Dallas, Evan Osteen.
Evan Osteen, mate.
I don't know why. I just really like her name.
You might know her from playing against FC Barcelona fame.
Yeah. I think she actually did the best out of most of the keepers.
Yeah, out of like the three goalies they had for that, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then I guess Jacksonville signed some people.
Yeah. Season's not over, but the offseason has started, especially for the lone expansion side, Sporting Jacksonville.
Yeah.
They added on.
I'll be interested to see when we see signings for and drops.
Droppings. Gross. Whatever. I don't want to see droppings.
You're right. I can't think of what the word is.
Releases.
Goodbyes. Whatever. Goodbye. Releases. There we go. See, two halves, one idiot. I love it.
Yeah, fair.
Yeah. for some of the other teams that maybe haven't made playoffs or didn't make playoffs, or if they are going to wait until after the whole seat, like the everything ends.
Yeah, I know it'll come fast and hard when it does because it's an 8-week off season. You know, as a we've been following the Rowdies a lot longer than that for the championship off season. So things got to happen quick when they do. I'm sure a lot has already happened behind the scenes that we don't know about for us, for everybody. But yeah, Jacksonville is up to 5 players now. Not quite enough, but I think they'll get there. I got a good feeling they'll have 11 by the time August runs around. They added on to defender Georgia Brown. They signed midfielder Ashlyn Puerto with the US U-20s. They signed defender Zara Siasi, local kid from University of North Florida. She was the conference defensive player of the year. That's a good piece. They got their first veteran in Caroline Murray, a midfielder. She's been spending, I think she's 26 or 28, and she's been spending her pro career bouncing around the Nordic circuit, Sweden, Finland, Denmark, most recently in Iceland, all pretty competitive leagues. And then they also picked up midfielder Parker Roberts. She's a University of Florida grad. She had some NWSL experience, I think, with the Pride. One of those players who, you know, 0 games played in the league, 3 games played in the league, but still good to make the league. She's been staying fresh with the Asheville City team up there in the W League. So despite what you may be led to believe, she hasn't just been sitting at home eating chips or nothing. They got a little core there. I like that they got a proven pro in Caroline Murray. They're going to look to sign a goal scorer sooner rather than later, I would think. That's the big question mark. The more midfielders and defenders they sign, it's going to be who's your goalie, who's your goal scorer. But I like the way they're rolling the team out. It's going to make more sense to everybody once the rest of the league gets in on the action, because all 5 players that Jacksonville have don't have any Super League experience. And that is significant, but there's no guarantee that your first signed players are going to be, you know, super important to your squad makeup come game time.
Yeah. It's not like the Sun where all of our first sightings were like big deals, kind of.
Yeah. Yeah, we hit it out of the park pretty early.
Yeah. That was a lot.
Yeah.
That was a lot considering we didn't even have a match to recap.
There's so much going on. It's such a big sport.
It is.
Yeah.
All right, guys. Next time
you talk to us, there will be a match to talk about. And hopefully one to preview.
And yes, and in fact, to make sure that you know when that happens, you should hit the button. It's at RBLR Sports on YouTube. Like and subscribe. And at RBLR Sun FC everywhere else so that you can make sure you get notifications. Hit all the buttons. Come look at our beautiful faces on YouTube.
We have flowers in our hair.
We do. All right. Happy Pride. We love you.
We love everybody.
Let's go the Sun.
Thank you for tuning into this presentation by RBLR Sports. On your way out of the stadium, please remember to like and subscribe.